This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Phillies fans on their feet for Sanchez. The windup, the 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Strikeout number 12 on the night, and Christopher Sanchez, a complete game, four hitter here in South Philadelphia. He continues to dazzle here. What a performance by the Phillies young left-hander.
What a night for Christopher Sanchez. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show, live from the NovaCare Complex, 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV, sales, service, parts, and accessories. Coming up in a little bit, we are set to have Nolan Smith and Quinyon Mitchell on the show, and we'll react to all things Eagles training camp. First practice going on right now. I am not worried at all about a hangover for this team entering 2025. Hugh does have concern about it as this team gets pulled in different directions and obviously lost a lot of players. Where do you come down? Are you concerned about a hangover? Are you worried about a Hugh? One thing we're not worried about right now is the top of the Phillies rotation. We know, obviously, Zach Wheeler is great and has been great for a long time. But, you know, it's been amazing to watch the transformation of Christopher Sanchez the last 2 years, right? He went from a guy that was like, all right, I guess he's the fifth starter now and he's young. And then he started pitching well and it's like, all right, maybe they got something here. And then about a year ago, they gave him a contract extension. And it was really, it was team friendly. And it was like, man, if this guy pitches well, this is going to be a steal. It might be the biggest steal in the sport. This guy, he's pitched like an ace. It's like they have
a hell of a night last night.
A complete game. And by the way, the Red Sox came in with the best batting average in baseball against left-handed pitchers. So they hit lefties. Not last night. Sanchez, complete game. Four hits, one run, 12 strikeouts, zero walks. This Man. Guy has really, you know, for the Phillies, most of their team is like these stars they've imported, right? You know, the Harpers and the Wheelers.
They're not homegrown.
This guy, and they traded for him when he was young. It was like a prospect for prospect deal. But they've basically developed him into a star. I almost think we don't talk enough about how great of a pitcher he's become.
Because he was overshadowed by Aaron Nola a little bit and Wheeler. But, man, I tell you, when you talk about coming out and doing what he did last night on a night where it was needed, you know, especially coming off the night you had yesterday with Wheeler on the mound and we're basically in a pitcher's duel. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what you needed, man. You know what the unfortunate thing about all this is, Joe? That was the only leg on my parlay that I hit last night.
Oh, what'd you have, Sanchez? What?
I didn't have it going all. I had the Phillies. You know, I did money line.
Of course,
yesterday.
That's what you do.
Everybody else lost but the Phillies. So.
Oh, would you try to put together a parlay across baseball?
Yeah, I did.
I don't give a shit.
I mean, but it's relative to the story that I'm telling, Kyle. It kind of ties in a little bit.
Yeah, you bet against Dick Fitz last night. That's what you did.
Richard Fitz. You notice how on television, I think he let everybody know he wanted to go by Dick Fitz.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody on television called him Richard Fitz.
Well, I think they're afraid. Yeah, they don't.
Yeah, they're afraid of what? That's his name. His name is Dick.
I know that's the man's name.
The man's name. Is the man's name not Dick?
The man's name is Dick Fitz.
That's what I'm saying. That's his name. His name is Dick.
And that's his name. I mean,
it's like, why not say the man? That's what he want to be known. Call the man Richard. Don't call him Dick. If you want to, if his name is Dick, call him Dick.
I agree with you on this. I also agree that Sanchez is awesome right now. Says, how about this?
Richard Fitz.
Richard Fitz. The Phillies jumped all over him. All right.
Jumped all over Richard.
All right. Since the, how about this with Christopher Sanchez? Because this isn't just like a one-off or even a good run. Since the beginning of last season, so we're talking about now 51 starts. I mean, this is a gigantic sample. Since the beginning of last season, this guy has a 2.94 ERA.
Ooh,
I mean, that
that's pretty impressive.
It's a long time. I mean, this guy's done it for a year and a half. And, you know, last year, if there was one little thing about him that was like, we got to see if he checks that box, is for whatever reason, last year he was really good at home and bad on the road. It's why the Phillies started him in game two and not in Citi Field. Mm-hmm. He's even gotten rid of that. He's good at home. He's good on the road. Look, last night when I was watching him do that, it further, I know we've had a lot of discussions like, are the Phillies going to go all in? Is this team worth it?
It galvanized the fact that you want to go out and make a push to get to,
I can't waste this. Wheeler and Sanchez. Like, you have a chance in any playoff series because you have those two guys atop the rotation. Obviously, you have Schwarber and Harper in the lineup as long as Harper's healthy. It just made me feel even stronger. Like, Dave, go make the big move. Help these guys out because you don't have this very often. I mean, you can make a case it's the best 1-2. I mean, Nola and Wheeler were great 3 years ago when they got to the World Series, but it's up there with that. It's up there with Lee and Halliday. You know, it's pretty rare to have two guys pitching this level. I mean, I think if they took a Cy Young vote right now, Christopher Sanchez would get votes. I mean, he wouldn't be number one or two. I mean, that would be Wheeler and Skeens, but this guy would get some votes. He's been remarkable. 215-592-9490. If you can react to Christopher Sanchez, what he accomplished last night, a complete game, 12 strikeouts, zero walks. He was remarkable last night against a good hitting team in the Boston Red Sox. And, of course, the Eagles. We are live at training camp. We'll have Nolan. We'll have Quinion later in the show. Elliot as well. Are you worried at all about a Super Bowl hangover? Hugh Douglas over here, worry wart Douglas, worried about a Super Bowl hangover for a team that I'm not. I think that mentally they are ready for this. William in Jenkintown is worried about a hangover. What's up, William?
Not much. I am worried about the hangover, and I'll tell you why. But first I want to get to one of your callers. He lives 3,000 miles away, calls in every single day, long talks like crazy. You know what he has in common with my three-year-old nephew? Half the time, I have no idea what he's talking about. Go call a show over in California. Leave us alone. If you're such a big Phillies and Eagles fan, why don't you live here instead of San Diego, you dork?
Are you speaking about Aaron in San Diego?
He says San Diego.
Yeah.
I want to clarify. I want to make sure the audience knows.
Yes. Yes. And then on the hangover, I mean, I am worried just because if you look over the history of the NFC, it looks like I don't remember the last time a team went back-to-back to the Super Bowl.
In the NFC?
In the NFC.
The last back-to-back NFC champion, Seattle. Yeah, Mike Angelini just pointed out. Seattle with Russell Wilson, 13-14.
Okay.
But now, William, I'm trying to – I was going in my head before that. Before that, it might be the Cowboys in the mid-90s. I mean, so you can – to your point, in 30 years, there's just been one – if I'm right, just one back-to-back NFC champion in 30 years.
Yeah, so it's just the numbers are what they are, but I think they're good. I don't know. We'll see. Sanchez was insane last night. That was just magical.
I love his emotion, too, on the mound. Like, when he's out there for the ninth inning, he's pumping his fist. Like, you could tell he gets energized off the crowd here.
Oh, he does. They all do. I need to see Stott more, though. I need to see Bryson up at bat more. I think he's got it.
Oh, boy.
We got to stick with him.
Yeah, I'm at the point, and William, I've been a fan of Stott since he got here, but I want to see less of Bryson Stott at the plate.
So far, people want to see more Kepler and more Bryson Stott.
Yeah, can we do the opposite?
Anyone watching this team? Is now what I'm starting to wonder.
I want replacements to take their at-bats at the trade deadline. I mean, obviously, especially Kepler. I mean, Stott's probably going to be the second baseman no matter what they do with the deadline. I don't think they're going to get a second baseman. As far as the point on the Eagles and what he was saying there, yeah, I mean, look, there's always reasons to be concerned. Hugh, the mental part of it is where I'm not concerned. Like, the physical, yeah, there's physical. Like, they could have more injuries this year. That's just part of football. Last year, you pointed out, they were really fortunate when it came to injuries.
Yeah.
I can't predict that. If it happens, it happens, right? You can make probably a case in the history of football, running backs that have as many touches as Saquon. Like, I get all that. But I don't know. I mean, maybe they'll have another injury for a year. Maybe they'll have an injury plagued. I have no idea. I'm just mean from the mental perspective they're ready. That's where I'm not worried. Like, I'd be surprised if we watch a game in September and we're like, man, they look like they're in a malaise. They're not ready to go here. That would – I'd be surprised.
You hope that's not the case, but the mental impacts the physical, Joe. And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
A lot of times, you know, like I said, people in your orbit, new people in your orbit,
yeah,
pulling on you. That might affect your mental. Hopefully that's not the case. But when you talk about, because look how quickly the sentiment has changed for Coach Sirianni. I mean, just as an example.
Very fast.
You know, and with that being said, I'm pretty sure that there are people that probably felt one way about Coach Sirianni that are trying to be in his orbit now, for whatever reason that they are. But that could be a mental – that could wear mentally on the coach or something like that.
It's a lot.
It's a lot. So you just have to be leery, and you just have to stay focused, and you just have to keep your circle tight. That's a lot of times you hear kids talking about keep the squares out your circle and keep your circle tight. That's basically what they're talking about.
I do like that Nick seems very invested in trying to learn from people that have won again. I saw the stories this offseason. He talked to like Mike Krzyzewski. He talked to people who had done it again, right? It's one thing to try to figure out how to be a champion, but the next level of this is, all right, how do I do it again? Right?
And then you pull, like, not to cut, my bad, Joe.
Yeah, no, you're good,
but then you try to pull from people who have been in spaces that you're trying to be in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because
Mike Krzyzewski, the guy that did it over and over.
There you go. Perfect part of that.
Well, and that's, you know, that brings it back to Howie Roseman, when Howie was in that weird year when he wasn't really doing anything and he kind of visited people around sports and he kind of tried to pick their brains. I think that's how you become great. You kind of take from other greatness and you say, okay, how do they become great? And Sirianni has a chance here to do something I never thought I would say a year ago. Like, Hugh, he has a chance to become the greatest coach in Eagles history. That I still reserve for Andy Reid. But if Sirianni wins again, if he goes to a third Super Bowl as Eagles coach,
and wins
a second, I believe that surpasses. And I know Andy had 14 years, and Andy built it when you got here from the ground up.
Yeah, but we're talking about Rare Friday.
But three Super Bowl appearances and two wins. If Sirianni accomplishes that, it's how do you say he's not the best Eagles coach?
No, ever? And he's taken advantage of the foundation, and which is nothing's wrong with that, because everything that any one of these football players is doing is on the shoulders of somebody else.
Yep.
So he's taking the already established culture, and he's taking it to the next level. That's what he's doing, and he's doing it his way. The biggest thing that I admire about Coach Sirianni is, and I've said this, crazy like a fox, and he's unorthodox. He did it his way.
The other thing I'll give him credit for is, and then I'd say the end of 23 into the beginning of last year was a departure from this, but for the most part, I feel like his tenure has had less drama than in the eras before.
Well,
like there's some. I mean, look, the Eagles are a huge brand, and there's always going to be some drama. Right? They have a lot of personalities, but I feel like his, for the most part, it's football. There's not that much drama. Like this team, is there any drama on this team?
Shout out to Big Don.
Well, okay, He takes care of that. But I mean, day to day, like Sirianni says goofy stuff, but he doesn't say controversial stuff, right? There's other than the Hurts thing last year, there's very rare when there's a player issue around here with a coach. That doesn't seem to happen.
Mm-hmm.
I give Sirianni, his own quirky way, has kept this thing mostly football for years.
They've kept everything in house for the most part.
Yes, right. That Hurts thing
Graham
last
thing.
Well, that was Brandon's. And it worked.
Hey, listen. Joe, I hate to be the drunk uncle at the barbecue.
It worked.
But we are happy that training camp started. I got to keep it a bean, man.
Yeah, no, listen, it's not perfect. But, Kyle, would you agree, compared to the end of the Doug era, there's just less drama around here with Sirianni?
Yeah, and Sirianni didn't write a book, which I know is a big sticking point for
you. Could you imagine Hugh today? Hugh would have them at 6-11 if Sirianni had a book coming out. Book.
Would Hugh have written a book if they'd won an 04?
Are they paying him for it?
Yeah, I'm getting, yeah.
Yeah, then he would write a book.
I'll write a book. You know me. I'm about that bottom line.
Yeah.
Bottom line.
See, we know that. All right.
Bills come. Bills keep coming, man.
Speaking of the aforementioned, Aaron in San Diego is up. The very popular Aaron in San Diego.
Aaron caught a couple strays.
Yeah,
you all right.
Twice today. What's up, Aaron?
Good morning, Philadelphia.
Aaron, what's up? I like how you're leaning
into
New York.
How you doing?
All is right in the world today. Fans are back in our happy place. It is just a wonderful, wonderful day. I promised Kyle that I would stick to the topic.
Bad
but
start.
I do have a couple thoughts at the end, if you would allow me that. But
okay, so you lied to Kyle, but that's fine. I mean, I'm good with that. Go ahead.
Guys, this is not the Buddy Ryan era. This is not the Rich Kotite era. This isn't even the Andy Reid era. It's not the Chip Kelly era. This is 2025. Super Bowl hangover. What are you guys talking about?
Well, I don't believe there will be one. Hugh Worrywart Douglas over here is afraid.
He's in the bracket this year. Worrywart Douglas.
if this continues, it might be a high seed. Yep.
Hugh, we've got a leader that is using, you know, perfume analogies. I mean, you know, you can sniff it, but don't drink it. I mean, that is brilliant. I want to run through a wall after I hear that.
Hey, Aaron, have you ever seen New Jack City?
I did. Long time ago, though.
Remember Nino Brown and G-Money? Remember G-Money was smoking crack, right, and Nino didn't know?
Yes.
Kind of the same thing. I know that analogy might not make no sense to none of y'all, but once you think about it a little while – you know, it'll come
true. Well, this fits a day after you said you were
smoking crack.
Well, you would say that was your excuse for the Coldplay.
The point that I'm making, Aaron, is that as much success as G Money and Nino Brown had, right? G Money started smoking crack and he destroyed the whole empire and nobody knew it. You know what I mean? Because of a woman.
We don't have G Money here.
We don't have G Money.
We've got the General Hurt.
We need to bring that word
guess
back.
What? We don't have to worry about lists anymore, okay? Because what Hurts is going to do is what he normally does. He's going to win, and he's going to win championships for us, okay? I am so confident in this season. The only thing that I am worried about is injuries, because that's the only thing that's going to beat this team this year are injuries.
Well, that would be I think the schedule and injuries, Aaron, would be the two things that are that if something happens to where they're not in contention to win at all in late January, those are probably the two things, right? Injuries, they didn't have many last year. And then the schedule is as challenging as anyone I've seen in a long time. Like, I know 2 years ago it was challenging because they had that gauntlet. This one, I think I was talking about with Elliot last week. There's just no breathers. Like, where are the breathers? You would think the two Giants games, right?
A little bit of a respite.
Okay, so that's a breather. Those are two breathers. Dallas is not typically a breather for the Eagles if Dak is healthy. I think they'll beat them, but they're not like just, you know, laughers. The Dak usually plays pretty well. What's the other breather on the schedule? The Raiders? I mean, they may have three breathers the whole year. I mean, it's just not a schedule that has light games the way other years typically do.
Just like the Chiefs have been in the past, just like the Cowboys were back in the 90s, we are that team now. We are the complete package. You know, people have to beat us. You know, they can't. We are the team now. And I think as Eagle fans, we struggle with that because there's always been that nervousness. There's always been that worry. There is no worries. This team is unbelievable. Everything that they did for us last year should give us all the confidence in the world going into 2025.
Well, they are. Aaron, any quick response to your haters out there, especially the one that called before you?
To Chrissy from Middle Earth, I think you need to work on your reading comprehension. Reading that script this morning on your call really failed. Went down like a ton of bricks. So work on that, Chris.
Accusing a caller of scripting it out.
What was the last caller's name? I forgot. I don't remember.
William.
That's the point right there. Exactly. Listen, folks. I live in San Diego for a few different reasons. It's called a career. Okay? It's called San Diego. It's a great place to live. Doesn't mean that I'm any less of a fan than anybody that lives in Philadelphia. And guess what? I've got a smoking hot wife. And when the smoking hot wife is from Southern California and she wants to stay in Southern California, I stay in Southern California. But that's beyond the point. It's time for the season to start. September 4th, the wagon train departs. Let's go, Birds! E-A-V-L-E-S, Eagles!
All right, Aaron.
Aaron, we're friends, right? We're cool. We're cool now.
Did he hang up?
Because I was about to say, I know you're still listening. Now you know you got to post pictures of the wife. I mean, it's only fair.
What are you doing?
Because he said she's smoking hot. You got to post pictures of the wife now.
You're asking a man to send you pictures of his
wife. I didn't ask him to send me pictures. He has an Instagram and a Facebook.
Oh, I know. And a Twitter, and he does
and
videos.
He threw it out there. Yeah, he got a post now.
It feels like a weird request from you.
It's not a weird
it's
request.
It's his wife.
No, listen.
It was less of a request than a demand. Let me tell you.
This is how me and my friends roll. Not anymore, because all of my friends are married, and I'm the only single one, right?
So you're talking about Aaron's wife.
No, but when I tell them.
He's not single.
No, but when I tell them that, hey. Well, this is the point that I'm trying to make. When you're single and you say, "Hey, man, I met somebody that you're gonna bring around the crew, your friends," they be like, "Okay, what she look like?" And then they either say she cute or she a mud duck. It's either or. That's what real friends do.
She's
not
what?
Saying
what was the second one?
A mud duck.
A mud duck.
But not saying
ugly?
Not Aaron. Not saying
who
that
would
we gonna say
their
that
new girlfriend or wife's a mud duck.
No, but I have friends to this day. If I'm talking about dating somebody, they'd be like, "Dog, what she look like?"
Yeah, but who acknowledges that with
about
the mud
his
duck?
Wife?
No, but that's what friends do. Like when they before she becomes your wife.
Yeah, that's why you ask if you're friends.
That's why I say we're friends. That's why I asked was a friend. See, Joe gets it. Kyle's a little offended. I get it.
Well,
but I'm
on.
Just saying.
The point you're
if
making
if you meet
is that
somebody
you,
new, the, no, he threw like Kyle.
No.
If you say my girlfriend is smoking hot. Then you'd be like, hold on. Wait, she's smoking hot? Let us see her then. What she look like?
The point you're making is about somebody newly dating a girl,
but
wife.
But the point still stands. When you tell somebody your wife is smoking hot, you got to let them see.
You can't demand it. I mean, you could politely ask.
I didn't demand. That was a polite ask.
It was close to a demand.
It wasn't close. I asked we were friends.
You did. But then you said you gotta post. That felt like a little heavy-handed.
Well, because you
threw not it, please post. You gotta.
But you threw it out there because you're like we're having all this Twitter beef, and you gotta throw it out.
Ah, that was true. You guys had that. All right. 215-592-9494.
I like how you had to get to the bottom.
Well,
of this before
because
you went
we
to break.
soon Quinyon Mitchell and Nolan Smith are gonna hang out with us, and I don't want to be.
I wonder what they think about this.
I don't want to make them wait because of this nonsense. All right. Quinyon Mitchell, Nolan Smith set to join us. Eagles practice is wrapping up. 215-592-9494. Are you worried about Super Bowl hangover? If you want to comment on whatever nonsense you just spewed there, you can. And, of course, your reaction to Christopher Sanchez dominating the Red Sox last night. We're live today at Eagles training camp on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.